He's made it clear that we must abide in Christ, that everything's about abiding in Christ, that if you do not abide in Christ, you will not bear fruit. That only those who are abiding in Christ are organically connected to the life and vitality that allows them to bear fruit. And now he begins to explain the two particular ways that we do it. The first we read about in verse 7. Look with me there. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Do you see it? And my words abide in you. If we're going to abide in Christ, we must give our lives over to embracing the words of God. God has given us His words. They must remain with us. They must become at home with us. They must dwell with us. They must be what determines how we see the world. That is how we abide in Christ. The first way he explains it. That means that we never stop reading the words of God. We never stop praying over the words of God. We never stop memorizing the words of God, meditating on the words of God. We never stop delighting in the words of God. You should get up at the beginning of every week expecting to have your existing understanding of the world changed by what you read in the words of our God that He has given us and have recorded for us in the Scripture. Jesus authenticates the authority of the entire Bible, and the entire Bible authenticates the authority of Jesus. It is about Him. And so we are to give our lives over to the words of God. If you do not focus your life on the Word of God, you're taking Christ for granted. Oh, I've been a Christian a long time. I mean, I pay attention in church. I get all I need. That's not the way it works. Oh, I'm a new Christian. I can't really understand the Bible, so I just pay attention when somebody explains it to me. That's not the way it works. One of the most amazing realities in the history of the cosmos is a God who is holy, holy, holy. Father, Son, Holy Spirit is so committed to His people that He writes the word of His love and has it inscripturated and given to His people. And He was under no obligation to do so. You never, ever master His word. Your goal is that the word continues to master you. See, to understand this is what we need to understand the last phrase in verse 7. Ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. And if we just sort of abstract this from what he's saying, we say, you know, God says that anything I ask, He'll do for me. And that's not what he says. He says, when my word is abiding in you, then my word will be coming up from you, and I will accomplish all my word.